Maddie,
are we recording?
Yeah, honestly, like,
Mary, I'm literally trying to book a flight right now.
I mean, you gotta squeeze me into your schedule.
Okay, sorry. I'm just a jet setter these days.
I'm a jet setter.
What can you even say?
This is depression. It has to be.
This is depression. It has to be.
Could a depressed person do this? Literally pulls out a giant thing of toilet paper on their way to the bathroom. Because I'm trying to describe what I did 10 minutes ago.
So I got to Mary's apartment and she was literally, like, dancing around on her tippy toes, and she was like, here, this is for you. It was a piece of mail. And then she was like, I am going to diarrhea myself. Like, I'm going to poo myself. So she was, like, twiddling around, and then she goes into the bathroom, closes the door, sits down, I assume. She notices that there's no toilet paper. She comes out, and she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, there's no toilet paper. She's, like, twiddling around, like, on her toes. And she she goes into the pantry, and she pulls out this... I mean, where did you even buy that?
It's Costco. From Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. How many rolls? Like 90
she's,
rolls.
She's got at least 10,978 rolls in there.
There's, I mean, the package that you pulled out of the pantry was larger than your body.
Larger than life, baby. That's how we do it here. But anyway, I made it.
Oh my God.
I made it. I had some, like, bad Chipotle today, I'm convinced.
Mary,
I had some
bad
Chipotle.
Why did you have
Chipotle?
To have bad Chipotle? I actually had leftover Chipotle today.
Wow.
Because I had...
And you ate it in bed, right?
Yeah, I ate it in bed because...
Like a gosh darn queen.
Yeah, it was such a fucking treat, okay? Yeah. It was so good.
So when I used to travel a bit for work, one of my favorite things to do was go to this place where we were staying very close to. And I was traveling in winter, so... take this as you will. I, like, didn't explore the area very much. I would get queso, get into my hotel bed, and just eat the queso.
Wait, where were you?
Cleveland.
Sorry, I was, like, trying to book this flight still.
Guys, did she tell you she's trying to book a flight?
Guys, like, I'm trying to go back to Texas during some time off because I want to go visit Morgan again and Tyler and Shimmer, the dog.
Oh.
I'm just going to have to... record another episode with Tyler, maybe.
Oh,
literally, that would be the best.
Yeah,
I love him so much.
Yeah,
Tyler, if you're listening, I hope you are. I love you so much,
Tyler. If you're listening,
shut up, Mary.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, a person has never made me laugh
as hard as him.
As hard as he makes me laugh.
I need to freaking meet him.
I swear. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I love that.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the tea. I'm going to Texas.
Yeah.
For a week.
Texas,
bitch.
Wow. Hey, this is the podcast Things That Make Us Cry.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Mary. And guess what? Take a good hard look at yourself in the mirror because you are all crybabies.
You're a crybaby.
And if you
don't Trump, you're a crybaby.
Maddie!
We don't talk about just blur it out.
Yeah.
Just beep
yeah,
it out.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say it. I'm kind of in a weird mood. The only thing I ate today was that Chipotle, that leftover Chipotle in bed, and then I just went to Panera. So I'm like, you know, when you're really hungry.
Yeah. Are you, like, hangry a little bit?
No, I'm just, like, recovering, I think.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really eat much today.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been living in a state of, like, constant anxiety. It's terrible. Like, I just feel like I'm shaking all the time.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why we take care of ourselves.
We take care of ourselves.
We take care of ourselves.
I took so good care of myself today that I bought another Mejuri ring.
Mary!
I know. I'm really excited.
Okay. I want to cuss and say expletives right now. I want to buy another one.
The one that I bought today is more expensive than the one I already bought. Like, it's no joke how kind of expensive it is, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But I was, you know, I was telling Maddie, like, I texted Gabby and Maddie today, kind of said something to the effect of, been thinking about this baby ever since New York, which literally is 2 weeks, so not that long. And next thing you know, there's two left in stock in my size, and I said, well, whoopsies. I just
spent
a couple hundo on
it. I just put my thumb on the...
Yeah.
The Apple Pay.
Oh, my credit card is saved? It's not my thumb slipped.
That's not my problem.
That's not, honestly, it's not my problem. It's on the way.
It's on God.
Honestly.
It's on God. For
God
you.
Allowed me to buy this ring. Yeah.
It's on Justin.
No.
Oh. You are a hard worker.
Yeah.
You make, She's a hard worker, baby. She loves her job.
Yeah.
So what happened last week?
Oh my God.
Can we just talk about that? You know what? Can we talk about that, like, as our first, like, things that made us
Yeah,
cry?
Because honestly, like, I do have a lot of thoughts about this.
Okay.
So, and it's actually funny you bring this up because I almost felt like we posted an episode and they've already heard this, but they haven't. So, I had an Amazon gift card, a $100 Amazon gift card, and I, you know, like, me and Maddie are in a working relationship. We're also best friends.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's fun. But I was gonna say, like, I wanted to do something nice for Maddie, so I bought so I bought us two, like, pretty professional looking microphones. I posted a couple pictures on Instagram. In the process of setting them up, I did have my kitchen table topple onto me, and I screamed, Justin help me.
Oh my God.
And he was like, you're so dramatic, because it's literally an IKEA table that, like, a 2-year-old could lift up, but whatever.
It literally doesn't, like, it wobbles.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got these microphones, I set them up before I even told Maddie about them. Like, they were set up and I had done a trial run with Justin and they were working really well. Shout out Kevin Scott. I was hitting you up nonstop for audio help because Kevin freaking Scott is a scholar and a gent, I guess, and
he
knows a lot.
Scholar.
Thank you, Maddie. Yes, he is.
Did he go to school?
Elementary school or what kind? He went to Duquesne. Oh. That's how he knows that guy you saw on Tinder. Kevin, we'll catch up about this. We'll catch up about this off air.
Oh my God.
But so I had him set up, and then next thing you know, I'm like literally in the best spirits. Maddie comes over.
I can't believe you just said that.
What?
That was just funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not beeping it.
But yeah, I was in the best spirits. I was hungover.
Oh, she was. A couple times, we test it and it's not working. Like, Maddie's voice sounds like she's screaming into the microphone. Mm-hmm. Mine sounds like I'm whispering. And then we would get it to work and then it would switch. I would be screaming. She would be whispering. We were like, move the microphone closer, move it away, turn up the volume, blah, blah, blah. And Maddie, how long were we doing this for?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Two fucking hours. And, like, I was hungover. Like,
hungover to God. Yeah.
And I was just, like, sitting upright in that flimsy little chair. Oh, and I just, like, felt so bad because I couldn't help you. And I felt terrible.
Well, I felt bad.
And it was frustrating.
I felt bad because I was, like, Maddie is going to literally dump me. Because I'm being so annoyed. Like, I was so determined to get it to work. I was like, just one more time.
What if I was like, you know what? Like, the podcast isn't even worth it after this.
I probably would have been like, how the what? And then I would have bawled my ass out. And then I would have made a solo episode. That said, this has to be depression. It has to be.
This is depression. It has to be.
It has to be. So,
can we
name
this episode that?
Yeah. Honestly, so yeah. And, like, a couple times while that was happening, Maddie would be like, honestly, like, I just need to go lay down.
I just need to go lay down. Like, I'm not even kidding. We started recording. Was it on the phone? Did we just start recording on the phone?
Yeah.
So we started recording on the phone, and I was just like, I have to go lay down.
Yeah.
And so, but then I
never got back up,
never returned.
Never got back up,
that,
baby.
So we didn't have an episode last week, so.
Yeah, like, I think that was the first week since we started that we didn't finish a recording session.
Yeah. I mean, the circumstances weren't there.
It was a tumultuous time.
Because it was on a Saturday.
It was on a Saturday. Maddie was hungover. I was visibly flustered. Did I not?
Yeah,
I thought you
were going to cry.
Yeah.
I was kind of close to it
because I just was so frustrated. I was like, this is so cool. And,
yeah. And, like, we got it at one point. Whatever.
But, so, I kind of want to, like, like, I want to talk about how I was so excited about it and it didn't fucking work, but I was so excited about it. Oh, my God. But, because I love this podcast. Like, it's so fun to do.
Yeah, I like having fun with it. What?
I like having fun.
I like having fun with it, okay?
But, like, I like, it's a really good creative outlet. We get to see each other every week. We're, like, fostering this amazing business relationship. We're business woman.
Women.
We
well, for a long time, okay, you guys all know Megan Dermott. She was on that episode. She's very proper, whatever. I lived with her in college for a year. And for a long time, I was like, Megan, I cannot say women. I can only say woman. Like, I swear. Like,
really?
No, like, not that I can't say it. It's just, like, it comes out naturally as woman as opposed to it should be women.
Yeah.
But I think I fixed it. Mm-hmm. But that just reminded me of that. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. I don't know why I said woman. It's because whenever you...
We're business woman.
When Maddie steps in... The guests on the episode have seen this. When Maddie comes into the apartment, we actually get into one t-shirt and one pair of pants and pretend like we're one woman. And we put the microphone in between our heads.
Wait.
What?
We should make a shirt that just says business woman.
Oh, I
like... Make it for two of us.
Oh, this is kind of a good segue. So I also got a Redbubble for this podcast up and going. Yeah. It's not that great. There's a couple stickers.
There's one of me crying.
There's one of Maddie crying because she had no say and I just put it
like
up there.
Like a potato picture of me.
Crying.
Like literally at work.
Yeah.
Crying at my desk.
This is depression. It has to be.
This is depression. It has to be. You guys know, I'm sure you guys have dealt with bouts of depression.
Yeah.
And if you don't, like, you're lucky. Or you just don't know yourself.
Yeah.
Or you're too close-minded to, like, admit it.
I would say you're really lucky if you have it. Because my best friends are some of the most amazing people I've ever met, and a lot of them have struggled with depression.
Yeah.
And I have, too.
It's because I'm a class clown, sorry.
Dude,
you can't be the class clown and have it all. You just cannot.
Were you voted class clown?
No, but I wanted to be. Oh. But like that, like everyone knew who I was. Like,
I didn't need the title.
I did not need the title.
So I actually was voted class clown.
Barry, what else can she do? What else can she achieve?
I can do it all, baby.
What else can she achieve?
But yeah, that tweet the one time that was like. You are not the class clown if you aren't clinically... We might have talked about this, but it's like, you aren't the class clown if you aren't clinically depressed now. Like, who the frick is it?
Everyone that was voted the class clown in high school is now on antidepressants.
I mean, shit. My cat was about to go on antidepressants.
Wait, so I went home this past weekend, and my mom was talking about Coco being on Prozac. And
I was like,
did she really go on Prozac? And she was like, I think she did.
No, she didn't.
And because my mom... knows every word of every of every episode, she can recite it to me. I figured, oh, like, she knows.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you could clarify.
No,
I knew she didn't.
To clarify it for the crybabies, Coco never went on antidepressants.
Prozac,
to clarify. Honestly, that vet is psychotic. Because why?
Do you think so?
No, I just think it was dramatic.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, how sad... Because then she would have went through, like, withdrawal symptoms when she went off of it and stuff. That's just, like, unnecessary for a little kitten.
She is a little kitten.
She's a little kitten. Baby kitten. Yeah, so, okay, wait.
You should get a cat.
Okay, wait, I thought of two things. So, first, Sarah actually just moved out of my parents' house.
Okay, yeah, so how's Coco doing?
Right, so...
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Coco's actually doing really well.
Really?
Yeah, like...
Maybe Sarah was her problem.
No.
I'm just kidding.
The problem was that Sarah was living at home and not giving her enough attention. That's what we figured out. And so then...
Really?
Yes.
How?
Because she would just, like, never... She would, like, all of her stuff was at home, and so Coco would always be in her room, but Sarah was, like, never there. She was at B-Shoes or, like, wherever. Mm-hmm. And so... But now Sarah's stuff's gone. Coco still goes in her room, but, like... I think Coco subconsciously knows, like, Sarah doesn't live here. So now when it's, like, when Sarah visits, Coco's, like, so excited. But Ginger and Coco are starting to...
They're fighting.
They're fighting. Because guess what? There's only two people in the house left. Well, there's three. Aaron, my dad, and my mom. But no one's fighting over my dad. No, the cats don't usually fight. Because he's like, come here, Coco. And he's like...
Oh, my God.
He like, pets them so aggressively.
You mean like me?
Yes, like Maddie. He unknowingly roughhouses them, and so they, like, run away. You have a hole in your crotch.
Like, in my actual...
Oh, no, I thought it was. It's closer up your thigh.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't know that.
Sorry. Anyway.
Sorry.
Maddie is scantily clad right now. I'm just... But so then... So they're fighting over Aaron and my mom, basically.
Oh my God.
Erin's like never home because she works so much and she always shuts her door. So, AKA, they're fighting over my mom.
Oh my God.
It is hilarious. I'll post a picture.
But aren't they like biological sisters?
Yeah. And sisters fight. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's so sad. That's what sisters do, Maddie.
Dude.
Oh.
I want all of you sisters out there to stop fucking fighting because I would kill to have a sister.
Honestly, listen to this. Erin Funderlich. Erin Evelyn Funderlich.
Evelyn, I
has me blocked on Instagram.
Stop!
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't disclaim
it. I was like, why am I blocked? She was like, you know why. And I was like, why?
No, I can't be in the middle of this, please. Just stop fighting. That's all I need to say.
Maddie's gonna bring world peace.
She's just world peace with my misery ring.
She's gonna get on the news and be like, everybody, stop fighting, please. I can't take it. We're all sisters.
I would love to have people I was friends with stop fighting.
I would love to have a friend. Please stop fighting. Okay.
What in the hell?
So anyway, that's that. So
you're getting
fighting.
A cat.
Mrs. Josie.
Stop.
I went over for dinner on Saturday night. Okay. Mrs. Josie said to me, Mary, they've created a vaccine in Sweden where if someone's allergic to a cat, or to cats, you can get a cat and give this cat the vaccine and they no longer emit the allergen.
Are you kidding me?
And that shit's coming to the USA 2022, baby. So you best believe
2022
is my year.
You better get him over to, you better get your boyfriend over to Sweden like this holiday season.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I
go on a trip.
Do I mail order a cat from Sweden with that vaccine? Because the only person who needs it is the cat.
Oh, the cat, right. Oh, maybe.
Honestly, 2022, the only
person that needs it is the cat.
You ain't stopping me in 2022, whoa, baby.
So to Justin. Dear Justin.
Dear Justin, we're getting a cat, baby. I can't wait.
Is he excited?
No.
Why not?
Oh, my God. And then.
Why not?
Okay, wait. On the break, I need to show you a cat video because me and Justin were howling.
I have to show you a cat video.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Wow. Okay, so during the break, we'll watch it, and then we'll give our reactions. But anyway. But so Justin was like, this is why we're not getting a cat. And I was like, no. I don't care.
You know what? Like,
what?
That I just have so many things to say about animals. I just love them so much.
I love them so much.
Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom. Do you cry babies? Remember that Vine where that girl was watching explicit videos on her laptop and her sister is like, what are you watching? And it like pans to it, which is like videos. And then the girl goes, don't tell mom.
I want to go see Gabriella.
I know.
I want to go back.
I was just thinking, when can we freaking go back?
I want to go back to New York City. I am going back to New York City in April because I told my mom while I was there, I was like, I want to come here with you.
Yeah.
So I just like found the flights. I found the Airbnb. We're going back, baby.
She's going back, baby.
2020.
And she's going to have all of her majority rings, baby. She's going to be.
I'm probably going to have like 5 by then. I'm not kidding.
You're probably going to like set off the metal detector at the airport. You're gonna be like, sorry, that's my gold.
So that's my 14 karat gold.
My
Mary.
Oh my god.
Should
we take a break, watch those cat videos, and then
we should take a break, and like I have something I want to say
right now
when we get back.
Okay,
bye.
Oh my god, we're recording again.
I booked my flight.
Did she booked her flight? Don't even worry about it.
I mean, it's technically 4 flights, but
yeah, if you can add the
that was the chair. That was
no. I like said. I tried to say if you count the connections, and I said if you can. I don't even know. Just let me go.
Are you the Grinch?
Yeah. I just showed Maddie the video. Let me quickly explain it to you guys. It's of this. It's in Reddit under the subreddit. What could go wrong? I'm sure a bunch of you have seen it. This guy is holding this cute gray tabby cat, and he's like, this is Sheba, and I'm telling you guys, she's the best. And she, like, then all of a sudden...
No, he was like, she's your new president. For what?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was really cute.
Yeah. And he was like, this is your new president. I brought her in here because I'm telling you guys, she's the best. And then before he can say best, she goes, me! And she's, like, hooked up. It's a whole hullabaloo.
I want to throw up about it.
No. Wait, you had something you wanted to say.
Oh.
Do you even remember?
Well, like, guys, at one point, I just want to share a lot. Actually, I'm not going to share it today.
What?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You can tell me.
We need to talk about it off air.
Okay.
And, like, formulate, like, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Call Her Daddy today, and I realized that they, like, write out
all Yeah, they the have episodes. A script.
That's, like, crazy. But, I mean, they're also, like, really official.
That's, like, yeah, they're getting paid to make their pod. I mean, I guess technically we are, too, but definitely not as much as they're getting.
Shout out. I mean, you probably just heard my ad.
Yeah. You probably just heard my ass.
We, like, we got paid $15 once.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to talk about holidays?
Yes. Let's talk holidays. So,
holidays make me cry with happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Sometimes there's, like, there's always a very distinct vibe about the holiday, but sometimes, just depending on what's going on, like, there's elevations to it.
Yeah.
Like, either happy or sad.
Yeah.
Happy and sad.
Yeah, emotions
Casey are... Musgraves,
yeah,
baby.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, emotions are high.
Emotions
holidays.
Are high because you're either so happy and then, like, something could just, like, boom, and then you're all of a sudden...
Or, like... You're filled with grief because
someone's not there.
Someone's not there. Yeah, it's...
I guess that's a good reminder to just, like, show everyone love during this holiday season, baby.
Show everyone love.
Guys, can you stop fighting? I want a sister.
Don't tell mom!
Don't tell mom!
I want a sister so bad. I'm, like, literally going off the deep end. Do I sound bad?
No.
Do I sound stupid? Do I sound like Sophia Franklin?
Oh, poor girl. One of the Call Her Daddy
girls.
No,
I, like, love her so much, though.
She is a little, like, slow.
No, they're just having fun.
Yeah.
She's living... I mean, they're living their best lives. They really are. Who's getting the last laugh?
So, what do you do over Thanksgiving?
So, I go home to Maryland. And, I mean, every year, we pretty much switch off because my parents are divorced. Which, I said this last week, but that never came
out. Oh, it never came out. Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of you guys weren't necessarily...
Sorry, everyone, I got cut off. I cut off Maddie. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of you guys weren't aware that my parents were divorced after we recorded the episode with them, I don't know, like 2 months ago.
The one where you were not having it at Hershey Park.
Oh, yeah, I was not having it at Hershey Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very amicable.
Do they get together on the holidays or no?
No. But, like, if we're all together, like, if, like, a lot of us are home because I obviously live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
My brother's in the military on base. Like, if a lot of us are home, we'll, like, go out to eat together and stuff, which is nice. Wait, what was I gonna say?
You switch off on and off.
Oh yeah, so like every other year, like I'll go to my dad's mom, so like my grandma's house.
Yeah.
She's like a phenomenal cook. So I always get excited for that. But this year we're staying at our house and we're having our like cousins. Aunt, uncle, cousins, and I think grandparents over.
That's so fun.
I'm really excited. So, and, like, my mom and stepdad just, like, redid our whole kitchen.
Oh, nice.
So, it looks so nice. And they redid a lot of stuff, but the kitchen, like, looks really nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I love cranberry sauce.
Oh, yes.
And stuffing.
Homemade or canned?
Honestly, like, I like the bullshit canned
Me
shit.
Like, too. I could eat that like candy. It's so good.
What? Wait, what am I saying?
Cranberry sauce?
Guys, I am not in a good state right now.
Guys, you know what? I'm really proud of Maddie for recording, to be honest. Because, yeah, she's had a time.
I've had quite a time. And, like, I have been living in such a... I think my therapist listens to this now.
Hi.
Shout out. She said we have really good... chemistry, by the way.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So not sure if she'll listen to this, but Wait, what the fuck was I just saying?
Cranberry sauce?
Basically. Okay. But basically, because I've been living with such anxiety recently, like, I keep forgetting everything. Like, I cannot think straight.
Yeah.
So, basically, cranberry sauce is my jam. I used to hate cranberry sauce. I used to think it was disgusting. I used to hate tomatoes. Like, love tomatoes now. It's just like one of those things
you grow into.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did we talk about that?
In New York,
in New York, I was like, I need extra tomatoes on everything.
You're like,
isn't that so weird?
Can I have a bagel with cream cheese? Do you have tomatoes?
Definitely throw a tomato or two on there. Please, if possible. Yeah. No, it's so good. What else do I eat? I like green bean casserole. I like my grandma makes this like a corn, like a creamed corn casserole thing, but like kind of crispy on top. I don't know. It sounds really gross and weird, but no, it's actually good. I don't know. I think if my mom like did a little twisty twist on this year's festivities and made like some homemade mac and cheese, I think that would be kind of fun.
That'd be good.
I mean, I love the skin
of the turkey.
Yeah.
That's okay. Why are you looking at me like that?
Is that weird?
No.
Don't a lot of people like skin?
What the fuck are you doing right now?
Don't a lot of people like the skin?
You look like you're learning how to speak for the first time. You're so unsure of the words you're saying.
Mary, don't even start that bullshit with me.
Wait, really quickly. Okay, I just want to run it down really quick. Like, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. My entire family on my mom's side comes to our house up here in Pittsburgh.
Oh my God, yes.
They're from Maryland.
Hagerstown?
No.
Gettysburg.
Laurel.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know where that is, to be honest.
Oh, it's so bad, I don't know. But shout out Uncle Dave. I don't want to say.
Is he funny?
Yes, he is so funny.
Oh, that's and like then, my Uncle Blair.
Yeah.
Oh, I should record with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's so fun.
Oh, my God. That's our homework for the holidays. Record with someone.
Like little crybaby shorts.
Yeah, just a little crybaby short. Okay,
fun.
Fun.
Fun. That's so fun.
Freaking shout out Christopher, the only cousin I have that's my age. We are hilarious.
You guys are hilarious.
We are hilarious.
Wait, what? Can we, like, just, like, Dora and the fox? Dora.
What about Dora and the fox?
Like, I feel like you'd be Dora and he'd be the swiper. Swiper, no swiping. And you guys are just, like, mischievous together.
Yeah, pretty much. And then Ginger is, like, the belle of the ball during Thanksgiving. She'll, like, jump up on the literally the table will be set and she'll be, like, jump up on the table and walk around. And everyone's like, oh, look at her! You know, because, like, animals are, like,
the lifeblood of
society.
They're
the freaking centerpiece. That's all we care about.
I mean, they're, like, the focal point of every conversation.
And then Coco hides for, like, 4 days straight.
Aw,
she doesn't, like,
poor Coco. I feel so bad. No. And they're, like, sisters.
I mean, Ginger's the little attention baby.
That is so... There's literally so much estrogen in that house.
Yeah.
That's insane. What was I gonna...
Wow, I suck so bad. It just got cut off again. Maddie was about to say something, though.
I forget.
Wait, I want to say we have...
This is such a struggle.
We have our Friendsgiving tomorrow.
Oh, you know...
Maddie!
You know what I was going to say?
What?
Is that...
You're crazy. She's a crazy girl.
I'm, like, delirious. When... You just said Belle of the Ball.
Uh-huh.
About Ginger.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I just heard this the other day.
And
like, someone said it.
And what was it?
It was you. You said it to Christian.
Oh.
For the Friendsgiving. You were like, Christian, you're going to be the Belle of the Ball or something.
Wait, what? Because he said he was bringing something, right?
Like potatoes.
Oh, cheesy potatoes. He's like, I might make some type of cheesy potato.
But like when you texted that, I was like, oh, wow. Like I haven't heard that in a minute.
Yeah.
Like a minute and a half. And so I thought it was funny. And now, yeah, basically that's it. But.
Oh, my coworker, Brie. She definitely doesn't listen to this, but I really love her. She's from West Virginia. She's a little Southern Belle.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened today where we were, like, thrown off really bad. And she goes, well, that was a debacle. And I just thought it was so funny. I was like, I haven't heard debacle in a really long time.
I feel like my mom says debacle a lot.
Aww.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited. I never, like, in college, I would love hosting breakfast for homecoming and Super Saturday and different things. But I've never hosted.
Oh my God.
I want someone to isolate your laugh and like put it over something because it's so ridiculous. Don't tell mom. But I was gonna say I've never been to
or... You can upload it to TikTok.
Honestly, like my status if you think we need a TikTok.
Oh my God.
Okay. Anyway, but I have never hosted or even really been to a Friendsgiving, so I'm really excited. I think it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So,
I'm just excited
for... all coming?
I mean, we got the usual. We got you. We got freaking Aaron, Loves the Heights, Sims, Veronica, Quentin and his wife, Nicole,
ooh.
Christian, Shaylee. I think that might be it. But yeah,
I'm really excited.
It's just going to be good times with good friends. You know what I mean?
Can I call this seat on the couch first and foremost?
Yeah. I texted everyone. I made a group chat without everyone. And I said, there's
everyone.
No, without you.
Really?
With everyone without you. And I said, Maddie has his throne in my castle.
Wait,
and if any
serious?
Of you sit on it, you
Wait,
will be absolutely.
Not
I'm not being serious.
I was about to say, why would you make a group text without me?
Because I wanted to make
That's
sure that
sad.
No one sat in your seat.
I mean, I can tell them right now.
I mean,
honestly, like, can you put my name on this?
Yeah. And then if someone sits there, I'll be like, why don't you get up? Look what you're sitting on.
Since it's leather, can you just, like, carve it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Maddie's throne.
Can we talk about how you have the cutest face?
Stop.
It's so cute. Your nose.
I look like the moon emoji. Wait, so I just took a picture of myself on Snapchat the other day where I looked like Zelda.
What?
And you kind of look like Zelda right now.
And you know what?
Okay.
You kind of look like Zelda right now. That's what you just sounded like.
I'm sorry.
You're wild.
I don't know what's going on with me.
You're a wild
stallion.
I can't
handle the fame right now. I can't handle all the clout.
Have you seen the rings on my
finger? Have you seen these rings?
Maddie has
7 rings.
Maddie has 97 rings on right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fuck, there's only 6 rings on my fingers. Not Wait. 7. Give me your signet. How do you say it?
Signet. Signe.
Sign. What? Wait.
Now she's got 7
Wait.
Rings, bitch.
It fits on that ring finger, but not this one. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, because your fingers are different sizes per hand.
Oh my God.
Your dominant hand tends to be a little bit bigger.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Guys, honestly, I want to collab with Majeri. I want to have the woman that sized all of our fingers. I wanted to come on an episode and just, like, tell you guys all about the brand.
And I really want to do a collection, like, all teardrop-related things.
Is that a good idea?
Yes. Like, a teardrop stone or, like, a signet, but, like, the shape of a teardrop. And then I have ideas, but they don't have to be set in stone. Majeri, reach out.
Reach out, guys.
Well...
Is that gonna be it?
Yeah, I think that's gonna be it. I just don't want you guys to forget that Maddie does have 7 rings on.
Yeah, I do now. Wait, so just so everyone knows, Mary is hosting Friendsgiving in her apartment, but she lost time. She ran out of time to cook, so she was like, guys, I'm just gonna get a 12-pack of beer. What's everyone drink?
I was like, guys,
yeah.
I don't have enough food, but I'll get 12 beers for 8 people and it should be fine. No, but honestly,
honestly, what are we gonna eat?
No, well, the idea, everyone's supposed to bring a dish, and then I was also thinking if we don't have enough food,
Except
I'm just gonna bring an order of pizza.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Love pizza.
Yeah, so like if there's not enough food, I'll just order a pizza, or we'll figure it out.
Well, I'm probably gonna bake a pie, to be honest. Or maybe I'll just buy one, honestly. I don't wanna like fuck it up.
Pies are hard,
I don't wanna fuck it up. I might make a dish.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You should bring a pie and make a dish if you have time.
Mary, I have all the time in the world. For you, honey.
Oh my god.
For you, honey bunny.
But I think I am gonna pick up solo cups and napkins and different things.
Oh.
And you already know I have enough toilet paper to last me through the end of time, so.
Oh, absolutely. 10,000 rolls, baby.
10,000 rolls,
baby. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to this week. Also, Morgan is home in Erie for Thanksgiving, so I'm gonna go visit him on Saturday.
Fine, I love it.
I just can't wait. So yeah, that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, this has been the pod, Things That Make Us Cry.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Mary.
And it was good to see you guys.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, you know what?
You guys are crybabies.
You guys are crybabies.
Please listen to us.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
Take a seat.
I'm going to take a seat.
Okay, Maddie's going to take a seat.
Because I can't form a thought.
Maddie's going to sink lower into the couch than she already is.
In my front.
Anyway, so.
A slug.
For those of you who are new, we have a shorter episode on Wednesdays called Our Crybaby Short, where we read listener submissions. And the episode sucks when you guys don't write in. And luckily, we've had so many crybabies share their public crying story, cringy middle school, etc., anything you want.
Yeah, and if you don't know what a crybaby short is, just stay tuned till Wednesday. We'll upload another one. It'll be exciting.
Yeah, and if you want to be on that or be featured, you can write us in at thingsthatmakeuscry@gmail.com mm-hmm. or follow us on Instagram at thingsthatmakeuscry2.
The number two.
And then just shoot us a DM there. We don't have enough followers enough to close our DMs. So if you get like 10,000 followers, I'm pretty sure you can like close your DMs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyway, so yeah, write us in. So yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. If you could like and subscribe on Instagram, that would be swell. Or on iTunes, rate us a 5-star, spread this word of mouth, blah, blah, blah. You get it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.